Oh, hello, this is Chris Betcher, just doing another little audio boo. Occasionally I need to rant, and today's one of those days when I need to rant. So I will probably blog about this too by the time it gets out of my system, and I might not use bad words. And I'll try not to use bad words now, but boy, copyright. The law is a total arse sometimes when it comes to copyright, honestly. Here's the situation. We have a group of kids at school who are ESL students, so they need to have these books that have audiobooks. So they have the book, they listen to the CD as they read. Okay, so we bought all these books with CDs, but of course technology marches on and CDs really aren't all that useful anymore. And in fact, all the kids now have laptops in years 9 and 10, but most student laptops these days are not going to have an optical drive, and of course ours don't either, so they don't have a CD drive, so they can't stick the CD in, and so we're a little bit stuck. So the teacher concerned was a little bit, I guess, annoyed that you know, she's got these resources that the kids can't use. Now, one solution to this is you go and buy a whole bunch of portable optical drives for her class. It's only like 10, 12 kids, so yeah, we could probably do that and that would work. But the simpler, most obvious solution is you take the media files from the CDs that you've bought and paid for and you stick them on your school intranet in a secure location that's not on the open web that they can't download. So I'm proposing this as a solution, and you know, her concern was that that would infringe copyright. Now, to my way of thinking, we've paid for it, we've bought it, we're not using the CD, and instead we're just using it from a network location. So essentially, we're format shifting. And it's not as though we just downloaded these files from some Pirate Bay website and just simply sticking them on our intranet. We've paid for the CDs. And for every time, once they're ripped and put on the network, we're going to put the CDs away. So we're not using them both, we're using one instead of the other. So to get a bit of clarity on this, I went to the Smart Copying website, which is smartcopying.edu.au, which is set up by the Australian government, by organisations that are charged to manage copyright for education, and it's supposed to be a plain English website where you can go and get advice, and it's supposed to be all easy to understand and easy to follow in plain English. So that's great. Went on there and clicked the little thing that said format shifting to read the blurb about format shifting, and it said, okay, there are five things you need to bear in mind when you're format shifting, and if you meet these five conditions, then it's okay. And the first one was something like you have to actually own the media. Well, we do. And the second one was something like you have to use it for educational purposes. It has to be directly related to education, and of course it is. And the conditions go, and we met all of the conditions, and you know, there was one there about not putting it on the open web, on the internet, and not allowing kids to access it in a way that they can download the files, so they can access the actual file and save it. Now, my plan is to put it on Moodle within a course, so it's in a protected, gardened environment that you have to be a member of to get in, and the only people going into the course are the kids who are enrolled in it. And rather than just load the files up into Moodle where they could right-click on them and save them to their local drive and potentially take them, not that they would want to, I imagine. Can't see too many kids needing to take their own copy of Pride and Prejudice. But I got them to load within a Flash player. So the only way they can listen to these things is by going to the page, clicking the Flash player and allowing them to stream. Now that makes perfect sense to me. That's about taking publishing and moving it into the 21st century and to the appropriate media that makes sense, not bloody CDs. I mean, we don't even have CD players. I haven't got a CD player in my car, and computers these days generally don't have a CD drive in them. So these things are dead to me. Now, I approached the publisher of these things, which was Helbling Publishing, which is done through Cambridge Press in Australia. And we've also got some CDs from Oxford Press in Australia, Oxford University Press. And I tried to get clarification on this a year ago and asked for the necessary permissions, towards the end of last year, and asked